the Alberta-made and produced children's show Hey, Cujo, recently began filming in Calgary and contains a local voice behind one of its characters. Hey Cujo features over 30 child and adult cast members, ranging from ages 6 and up, as well as 18 crew members, all hailing from places within Alberta. Airdrie's award-winning playwright Kim Cheel began voicing the show's African grey parrot named Ajoa, back in 2019, when the show first launched under the name Cujo's Kidzone on YouTube. In typical performing legend, I knew someone who knew someone who knew someone, Cheel said about how she landed the role of Ajoa. Cheel initially became involved in puppetry in 2017 with Airdrie's Pink Whale Theatre and founder Ekaterina Petuhova. I really enjoy it. I've always said I have a face for radio, so I guess I also have a face for puppetry, she said with a laugh. But I also love performing, so I have a face for the stage. While she is trained in theatre and knows how to evoke emotions using her body and voice, Cheel said puppetry poses a different challenge where she can only use her voice and the movement of the puppet to convey certain feelings and emotions. I grew up watching Fraggle Rock and the Muppets and stuff like that, so it's kind of fun to be like, just do it like Kermit or Miss Piggy does, she said. After working on several shows with Petuhova, Cheel was referred to Cujo's Kidzone 3 years ago and took on the character of Ajoa. She said finding the right voice for the parrot has been interesting. Typically when performing live, the actor plays a character that looks like her or is the same age, she explained. In this case, Ajoa is much younger than Cheel, so she had to work to find the right characteristics to portray while still being endearing and engaging to the youthful audience. It was kind of a fun trial, just remembering the child I used to be and I guess realizing or reconciling how similar Ajoa is to little Kim back then, she said. Looking back at her own childhood, Cheel remembers the burning curiosity of the world she felt and said that's exactly what Ajoa brings to the show. She always has questions of why this and why that, Cheel said. I remember graduating grade 8, they teased me saying the teacher could never walk by my desk without me having a question. That's something I still subscribe to. It's okay not to know something, so always ask. How else are you going to learn? With 41 episodes and over 1 million views, the independent production received support from the Shaw Rocket Fund in the fall of 2021 to produce an updated version, now entitled Hey, Cujo. The new format takes place in a community center, where Cujo acts as the friendly and adventurous manager who loves to meet new people and make them feel welcome, according to the production's press release. Cheel said the children's show brings back a mixed media format of live action and cartoons, much like the ones she grew up with in the 1980s. I'm really nostalgic about it, but I love that, and I think as technology has advanced you move away and you move with the technology to get animation and all these things, Cheel said. It's not a return to the full basics, but it's a return to something that was really meaningful for a huge generation of people. The fact that the show is led by a black man is really special, and the diversity within the children cast in the show is also fantastic, she added. It's so diverse, something that I never saw as a child watching TV, Cheel said. It's creating space for people, and I'm saying this as a white, cisgender woman who benefits from privilege just about any day of the week. But I do know the importance that representation gives to people, and I think that's what this show does really, really well. She added the space given to each character in the show doesn't take away from any of the other characters, which is important as well. According to the press release, the episodes feature children asking Cujo a question, such as, what country does the pride flag come from? How can someone play basketball in a wheelchair? And, is Kwanzaa like Christmas? Throughout the show, the child and Cujo go on a mission of discovery, assisted by someone from the Black, Indigenous, and People of Color, BIPOC, community or another cultural expert. Puppets, songs, animation, and experiments are all part of the storyline as well. The press release stated over 60% of shows watched by children today feature animated, non-human characters, whereas this show introduces a human connection. 3 custom-made puppets are part of the show, including Kweku the Owl, played by Calgary actor Ellis Lalonde, Ajoa the African Grey Parrot, played by Cheel, and Bernard the Beaver, voiced by Métis puppeteer Michael Roick of Calgary. Cheel isn't the only cast member from Airdrie this season, as there will be one special guest featured on an episode who also calls Airdrie home. Chiel couldn't share too much about that episode and said Airdronians will have to tune in to find out who it is. The Hey, Cujo shoot wrapped July 15, with an anticipated launch of episodes on YouTube, Key Doodle and Sensical Networks this fall. For more details, visit CujosKidZone.com.